Muammar Arabi is the general director of the station Al-Watan. He was in the States to talk to donors and rights groups. This was before we learned that his station was being sued for $1 million for their investigation into corruption at a university and the involvement of the son of a Palestinian official. He described to me the philosophy of Al-Watan.
Watan TV was the first independent TV station operated in Palestinian territories. Watan in Arabic meaning homeland. It's not affiliates for any political party. There is the governmental TV and the other TV stations. It's the mouth of Hamas from Gaza. So the Palestinian people, they need Watan TV as a free platform. And Watan TV, the most watched local TV station in Palestinian territories.
If I were to turn on Watan television, what would I have seen?
We focus mainly in the local news, the local taste. Unfortunately, in the mainstream media, they just focus about the political issue, which is important from my point of view. But I think there is another life in Palestine. There is a story. The Palestinian people achieved a lot of success stories. There is a lot of cultural events, cultural life, social life.
Your station was known for investigative journalism. What kinds of investigations?
Mainly, we focus about the taboo issues that the governmental media and official media avoid, like corruption in the Palestinian Authority, social issues such as the honor killing for the women's.
Honor killings.
Honor killings, about the discrimination, about the healthcare system.
Describe then how Al-Watan fits into the Palestinian media landscape.
In Palestine and in Arab world, we are suffering many, many years from the governmental media. They focus about the false positive issues. It's a propaganda for the governments everywhere. There is another type of media. It's a private media, totally run by business people. Sometimes it's much worse because even the business people, they have agenda they want to promote. But Watan, it's a unique model in Palestine. It's not owned by anybody.
How is it supported?
There is no personal shareholders. Watan covered its operational cost from different sources, advertisement and commercial revenue. 50% of our overhead came from donations, American, European. In 2007, two big American organizations, State Department and USAID, invested a lot in Watan. And most of the important equipment that confiscated is donated to Watan by American people. This is not my own equipment only. This is the money, this is the equipment and the money of American taxpayer.
What happened on February 29th? You were there.
In February 29th, the Israeli army came to Watan at the middle of the night. They confiscated all of my equipment. We haven't any computer to write our news. All of our financial records confiscated. They confiscated our archive, our footage. According to Oslo Agreement, Ramallah under total control of Palestinian Authority, which means even when they came to Ramallah and enter Ramallah, this is illegal.
Now, the Israelis say that it had repeatedly warned your station that you were using frequencies that violated Israeli-Palestinian agreements and that interfered with transmissions in Israel.
Oh, the Israelis, they discovered our frequency illegal after 17 years? We are broadcasted since 1996. And according to Oslo Agreement, we need the approval of the Israeli and the Palestinian. There is a technical committee to approve the signals. And when we got the approval of Palestinian Authority, that means we got the approval of Israeli.
Harassing Palestinian journalists is not an exclusively Israeli occupation. Human Rights Watch called on the Palestinian Authority and Hamas to stop harassing Palestinian journalists as well. Has your station had any problems with Palestinian authorities?
Of course, it's not secret. Watan TV closed 5 times by Palestinian Authority. We are suffering from daily pressure from Palestinian Authority. We are suffering from Hamas government in Gaza. In Gaza now, it's impossible to cover or to produce any stories. Sometimes our journalists in Gaza, they send our footage through FTB, and we couldn't mention their names because we are afraid to arrest them in Gaza.
What's your background?
I studied medical science and crisis management. And when Watan destroyed in 2002, The board director approached me to find solution how we can manage with the crisis that Watan facing that time, totally destroyed, totally collapsed. That time, I went to the TV just for 3 months, and then I take my decision to stay. And we started from nothing, from zero. That time, we haven't any camera in the TV. I have a small camera and a small computer. I bring it. We use this camera for a news gathering. I stay months in my office, working in the morning and sleeping in the couch to find solution how we can save Watan. Because there is a lot of independent Palestinian. They love their life. They love Palestine. So we think that our voice not heard for our community and over the world. Most of us, we are working 16 and 17 hours daily because we believe about Watan voice. It's our dream. And it's very painful to see that they want to kill our dreams.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Muammar Arabi is General Director of Al Watan TV.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.